I've got Joel Silverman on the line. I'm always so excited to talk to you, Joel. You're one of my favorite people in the world because you're a celebrity dog trainer. You're the host of Animal Planet's Good Dog You, and you also are just fabulous, and I love your energy, and you truly love dogs, and you're just cool.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Well, you're doing all kinds of stuff. I understand that you've written a book, and you're doing the audio book for it, too. When can we get that?
Well, it's my fifth book,
yeah.
And my first few books were What Color Is Your Dog? And Training Your Dog Based on Personality. And this new book is called Rituals. It just came out about 3 weeks ago. People could just get that book, Amazon, all the different places. They go to my website. If they go to my website and order it there, they can actually get a signed copy. I'm right now doing the audio portion of the audio book, which I haven't done in any of my books before. But I just think this one is, and as I tape it, it's about halfway done.
Right.
It's as I've been taping it, it's just really cool. It just is going to make a lot of sense to people having that audio. And a lot of people know me from TV and everything like that.
Yeah.
So to have my voice kind of going through and helping them, I think is really cool as well.
Now,
and so, yeah.
Well, I was just going to say, you've got so much energy. I think you're so cool.
Yeah. Oh, it's so funny. I do these, I speak and I do personal appearances a lot of times. And a lot of people will say, I'm 61 and they're just, some of the people are like 35 and they're like, gosh, I just wish I had your energy.
Yes.
And I'm this like 61 year old guy. But my wife will tell you I'm a freak. But,
a good one.
But in this day and age, I think you got to be one of two ways, either you continue working out, and I work out every day and stuff like that, or you, or you don't.
Exactly.
Yeah, so it's just like you got to just stay young. I guess that's the whole thing, and laugh at stupid things, and laugh a lot, and enjoy life.
So, what are you going to be doing that's coming up that we can talk about? That I didn't know if it was a secret or not. We were talking about this earlier.
Well, we're doing a pilot for a series. People know me. I had a show on Animal Planet called Good Dog You. It aired from 1999 to 2009 for about 10 years.
Right.
I hosted that show. Did another TV series in 2012 to 2014 called What Color Is Your Dog? It was a nationally syndicated TV series. It was on Saturday mornings. It was in about 70% of the country. It aired here. I live in Reno. It aired in Reno. It's like 7:30 on Saturday mornings. It was a great time slot.
Sure.
And so a lot of my shows are, it's kind of Saturday, Sunday shows, animal shows on training your dog. And so I always want to do a show on, which is basically, it's almost like the template of the HGTV shows where they go in and they fix the house up and you go through the highs and lows. And over the course of time, the house is all fixed up and everything. And so, so that's kind of really what I want to do with a dog, So really, really, really where we take a look at a dog that has these issues and over the course of 3 weeks, the dog is trained basically. But the audience over the course of 30 minutes, they're able to watch over 30 minutes what happens over 3 weeks and 30 minutes. So it's really cool and they get a chance to learn. It's entertaining and stuff. So we're shooting a pilot for series, We don't have a name for the series yet.
I love it.
We're shooting it. It's going to be shot, next in September, basically. So we're very excited. Yeah,
me too. I'm so excited. Well, I need to get to what we were actually going to be talking about: sheltering in place with a new rescue dog. And it's been amazing that so many people have adopted. But what are some ways to help our listeners and their new best friend become comfortable?
Well, I think the big thing is, and I've always talked about it before in all my books, is identifying the dog's personality. And understanding your dog's personality. Every dog is different, and you need to work. You work with that dog based on that personality. And I tell people all the time. People know me as an animal trainer, as a movie animal trainer, and stuff. And so much of dog training starts off with understanding the dog as an individual.
Sure.
And what that dog likes, and what I try to explain to people when you're really in the last 6 months, it's kind of a double-edged sword on this whole thing because with this virus that's come out, you're absolutely correct. More dogs have been adopted, for animal shelters because people wanted to have the dog. They've been in their house and stuff like that. So, but now you're in a situation where you've got the dog and, you're at your house, whether you're working out of your house, there's two different aspects. Maybe you're working out of your house and you're there for a long period of time. And if that's the case and you got the dog there, that's beautiful. And I tell people that, you know, training your dog, crate training your dog, using positive reinforcement to crate train your dog and things like that. It gives you the opportunity, if you're working out of your house with this new dog, to do a lot of these little short sessions that we talk so much about, you know, 2 to 3 minute sessions, you know, not burning the dog out, leaving the dog wanting more, just doing little sessions using positive reinforcement so the dog looks forward to it. If you take your dog out for a session, you know, for a 15-minute session, the dog does not want to work, and it's not enjoyable to the dog. If it's something that's not enjoyable, the dog's not going to look forward to it. So it's really important that the dog understand that that we want to just make it fun. We want to leave every session with the dog wanting more. That's the most important thing. And so. So what I tell people is, if you are working out of your house with this new dog, you have the luxury of doing all these different things.
Right.
But
right.
We also have another aspect. There's another aspect of this, and that is, you've adopted the dog, you're working out of your house, but now you're able to start going back to work. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And now all of a sudden you have a dog. Yeah, you have a dog that all of a sudden is like, you know, hey, you know, you've been around me for 3 or 4 months, and now all of a sudden you're leaving.
Yes.
And there are some dogs, and this is why I talk about understanding your dog's personality. There are some dogs that are cool with it. And crate train your dog. I really recommend dog daycare businesses. So if you can take your dog to dog daycare business, you know, 2 or 3 days a week,
sure.
It gives the dog the chance to play with other dogs, other people. It makes other people the star of the show other than you, especially if you're single or, and it's just you and your dog. And so, what I recommend when people are going back to work is to understand your dog's personality, because some dogs are okay with being crate trained and everything, but here's the deal. There are some dogs that are more needy than other dogs, and there are some dogs that are like, oh my gosh, you're gone.
Oh yeah.
And there are some dogs that can kind of create that separation anxiety. And so you really want to identify your dog's personality, because, and the reason we talk a lot about crate training and using positive reinforcement to crate train your crate is something enclosed, and dogs in general are den animals. They like being in enclosed areas. They do like that. And so if you can condition a dog to being in a crate and having the pillow and having its, you know, its blanket, it's having toys and all these wonderful things inside there that has that separation anxiety or gets a little nervous.
Sure.
If you think in terms of anxiety, if you were to videotape a dog that has some sort of separation anxiety, and you were to leave the house, and we were to videotape the dog over the course of 2 minutes, you would see this one word that I use constantly, and that's called escalation.
Mm-hmm.
The dog all of a sudden would start, you know, all of a sudden you leave, and the dog starts smelling a little bit, and it's like, whoa, where'd you go? Go to the door. And then it might start running to the other door, and it might jump on the couch and look out the window, and then all of a sudden it starts moving faster and moving faster and moving faster, and all of a sudden start barking, uh-huh. And all of a sudden start digging at the door, and all of a sudden, you know, and anxiety doesn't happen over the, it's an escalation of the process, because the dog's mind, where'd they go?
Wow.
Well, yeah. What I say is, when you crate train your dog, and it doesn't work all the time, but if you can crate train your dog, you don't give your dog the opportunity to play out those actions,
right,
to allow that escalation. He can't start pacing around because he's in a crate.
Right.
And in general, if you can condition him to being a positive thing anyways, his crate is his security. So this is what I recommend to people. And I tell people, I think that if you are going back to, so there are two aspects that we talk about. The people working out of the house that are there for a long time, which is great. And you can train your dog, and that's beautiful. And this is all the things you need to do.
Right.
But when you go back to work, you really, really need to make sure it all goes back to, you know, having that dog crate trained as well. And it's really essential to have your dog going to a dog daycare business for a couple days when you're going back to work as well, because you don't give the dog the opportunity to get to play out those actions, you know, that anxiety and stuff.
I agree with that 100%. My dog loves going to her daycare. I mean, she's like has a blast there, and she gets all socialized. She's got her best friends and buddies. It's hilarious. It's like going to school.
Well, you know, the thing is yeah, I did, years ago when I launched my first book, there was a dog daycare business called Camp Bow Wow. It was America's largest, like, franchise dog daycare, you know. And so they hosted a lot of my seminars that I did with my book. And I was in about 60 of those across the United States. I was in this, you know, I went 150-city book tour and for about a year and a half. And so just promoting this What Color Is Your Dog book. And so So I got a really good understanding of dog daycare businesses back then. And then about the last 3.5 years ago, I launched my dog trainer certification courses where I certify people to be dog trainers. And we primarily fly to dog daycare businesses and help them implement dog training in their dog daycare business.
Yeah, yeah.
And if they already do dog training, basic training, we have advanced training as well, because a lot of them have classes and we give them a lot of content and things like that. So it's pretty cool. It's really, really neat. And so as I said, I'm very familiar with dog daycare businesses. That's why I think it's really important to get your dog. And it's not a daily thing. I don't think you need to get your dog there every day, but certainly a couple days a week. You know, again, it just gets your dog around other people, other animals, and things like that. And I think it's a really, really good positive thing.
Well, I know that you're a big fan of Bill Jack. So I know that Bill Jack and treats are a great solution for pet parents. And there's ways to do it. You don't overdo it like I can sometimes. Talk about that.
Well, you know, I met Bob Kelly, who is the owner of who's the president of Bill Jack, actually. I met Bob in 1990. I was doing a TV series called Empty Nest. I grew up as a Hollywood animal trainer, and we had done a video together. They had actually sponsored a video that that I was doing. And since that time, I fed the food and used the treats. But he explained to me a lot about how they made the food. I love the fact that it was a family-owned business. I love the fact that everything was done here in the United States. And I just liked him, just as a person, just the greatest guy, and their family was just the nicest people. And since that time, you know, I've just had a relationship with them, fed the food, and use the treats. Back then they only had one type of treat, and it came in like a little milk carton, and they were pretty good sized treats. But since that time, they've come up with a lot more different types of treats, and they have smaller ones as well, which I like using. This one's called Little Jacks. But they have a lot of different types, and dogs do have different tastes. They like different things.
Sure.
And so I've been fed the food for a long time, use the treats. I tell people if you're training your dog, you know, using treats, train behavior, really recommend using Bill Jack, use the treats. You can get the food and treats at your closest. There are a lot of different places, but primarily Pet Smarts.
Right.
Across the United States. And that's where you pick up their stuff. And I always tell people BillJack.com, BILJAC.com. If you go to their website, it really gives you a good understanding of their food and the treats, and all of the stuff that they do is done through independent studies. It's not some person that they pay money to do it. These are people that are just, you know, neutral people that will do studies on their food and the treats and things like that. So I really recommend that. And so thank you for giving me a chance to talk about that.
Sure. And give us an easy way to stay up with you and all the things you're doing.
Yeah, you can go to my website, which is joelsilverman.net.
Okay.
JoelSilverman.net. When you go to my opening page, you could see I do a lot of these interviews that we're doing. I do a lot of these Zoom and Skype interviews on TV all across the nation. I do probably a couple a week on local morning shows. And we have those all on the bottom, along the bottom there, so you can actually play all those, my interviews and things like that. So we have that. We've also got my books on my website, which is, and we have my newest book, Rituals. I'm actually going on the road with a couple of two other trainers that are probably the top. I'd say we are probably some of the top trainers in the United States, and two other guys that are. So we're doing these workshops. A workshop where people go and they're able to watch me watch each of these guys and watch them do their thing, and us do our thing with dogs that are people actually bring. So it's pretty cool. And so, you know, we're going to be in St. Louis, we're going to be in Tucson in December, we're going to be in St. Louis in February, and we'll be in Charlotte in May. So we've got three of these things set up. yeah. No, it's really, really cool. We're very, 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 very happy. So.
Well, Joel, thank you. And please let me know when you want to talk about anything you got coming on and your upcoming show. And I'm just always so thrilled to talk to you because you're so wonderful. Thank you.
Well, Kat, thank you so much for having me. I really, really appreciate it.